what we witnessed a little while ago is a hard, hard act to follow. If I only could hold the microphone and sing, I think I might try to compete with her. I can't hold the microphone successfully, and I can't sing, so I'll try to do the next best thing, and that is to play the organ. And in playing the organ for this particular occasion, reflecting Christmas and looking on to Easter, you know, when is that coming? Probably. I thought I would play a program of music for you that won't take long to do, but it's a lot of fun to play. And I hope it's going to be interesting and fun for you to listen to. So the program is really in three parts. The first part I'll announce at this point and then just sit at the organ and play it. Then it comes the second part and I'll do the same, and then the third. The first part will open with one of the great psalms that Benedetto Marcello wrote. He wrote many psalms. Marcello was a Venetian composer. And the psalm is 19, "The Heavens Declare the Glories of God." And it was not originally written for organ, and certainly not for a substitute or what we have here. But it comes off, I mean no disrespect by that. It comes off very well. I'm very happy with it. It was written for brass. And you have to understand, you must be in St. Mark's Cathedral in Venice, and you must hear this cacophonous sound from one balcony to another. So just imagine if we could dim the lights and show you the canals of Venice and then play it. I think you might get the flavor. The next three numbers are probably on the top 10 hit parade of another very fine composer, but not from Venice, but from Germany, namely Bach. It is the first one is Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, which I think also comes off well on this organ. I'm very prejudiced. I try to find something that would work very well. The second one is In Thee is Gladness, based on a hymn that we as Lutherans didn't know too well until the LBW came by. We're going to sing it tomorrow morning. The third is taken from one of his cantatas, Sheep and Lambs May Safely Graze. Then, as a little relief, I am putting in a little aria by an unknown Flemish composer with full of charm, humor, delight. It was written for the church. It was not written for secular music, but it has that humor which I think God has also. And it's very charming. I hope you will enjoy it. And I'll close the first section with the Toccata and Fugue. Thank you. make some peculiar remarks or notes in this book, and I was hoping it hadn't gotten out where I couldn't find it. Would you take your hymn books in hand, please? You've been sitting very politely for the last 28 and a half minutes. And I think that time has come when you will want to do something. May I just say, the hymn is 51. I expect you all to give me the proper sound effects as you did for the previous act when you see how many stanzas there are. Oh, come on, Warren. That's marvelous. All right. I feel as though I'm beginning to compete with the previous act. Well, may I tell you, once upon a time, many, many years ago, after the Reformation, poets were inspired and commissioned by Martin Luther to write hymns, and musicians were inspired and commissioned to write chorales. This was done, it's a matter of history. All you have to do is look in all of the Protestant books, and now the LBW, and you'll see it. Well, Martin Luther started it off by making this beautiful hymn available to us. When we sing it at our church, which is Christmas Eve, we sing all stanzas, and you're going to do the same tonight. But I'd like to tell you that originally, when the hymns were sung in the church, they didn't have too many hymns, but what hymns there were, they must have had anywhere from 15 to 30 stanzas. And when they had them, they sang them all. They never deleted, they never jumped around for the sake of brevity. Now, what we're going to do tonight is, following an old custom of when these people sang all these stanzas, finally somebody got the bright idea, there must be an easier way of doing this. And so, indeed, there was. They decided that certain stanzas would be given to certain groups. So the organ would, or the choir would sing one stanza, the congregation would sing a stanza, the soloist, if there were any. Later at Bach's time, the orchestra took a couple of stanzas. The men took a stanza, the women took a stanza, and that's what we're going to do tonight. So, to make it very simple, you're going to have plenty of time to rest and plenty of time to sing. The first five stanzas is the angel speaking to us, from heaven above to earth I come. It takes five stanzas for the angel to do that. And from stanza six, well, that's all right, that's very brief when you consider that from stanza 6 to 14 is our response. So we were much more long-winded, you see. So we'll do it this way. Stanzas 1, 3, and 5 will be done with everyone. Stanza 2, women. Stanza 4, men. We got it? 1, 3, 5, everyone. 2, women. 4, men. Now what happens with stanza 6? Look at the text very quickly. How glad we'll be to find it so. That's for the organ alone. You don't have anything to do, just read the text. And give me your honest reaction very quickly. Do you expect something fast or slow? Quick. Loud or soft? Well, you just have to wait and see. But the clues are how glad we'll be to find it so. How happy. So catch that. The seventh stanza is everybody. The eighth stanza is for the organ alone. Welcome to earth, O noble guest. Come on down. It's going to be for the organ alone. You have nothing to do. Just read the text. Ninth stanza, you guessed it. Who is it? Everybody. Tenth stanza is organ. And the clue words there are, and set with gold and jewels rare. Try to put that into music, and you'll find it's not easy, but I hope it will come off. That's the 10th. The 11th one is for everybody. The 12th one, dearest Jesus, holy child, will be for organ alone. And you guessed it, the 13th and the 14th, you sing. But on the 14th, will you rise, and will you make the people over at Stehekin available, put them on notice that you are singing. Glory to God on highest heaven. This is Christmas, remember? So, briefly review 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. All the odd numbers are for whom? Except for stanza 14, which is everybody also. And 6, 8, 10, 12 are for the organ alone. Okay?
Thank you.
Fun play for people who sing so intelligently and so reverently, and it was exciting for me. The last two numbers are very short. You probably haven't heard of the first, but I'm sure you've heard the second. The first is simply called the Chant de Paix, the Song of Peace. It was written in 1945 by a blind organist by the name of Jean Langlais, organist in Saint-Clotilde in Paris. He is blind. It was his contribution to the peace. You can imagine all the big bombardments that Paris and Europe, Eastern and Western Europe, took, then this must have been a pleasant relief. You will hear occasional dissonances, but they are all resolved at the end. The peace, the Song of Peace. The final one is the warhorse of the organ literature, the toccata from Vidor's Fifth Symphony. He wrote about 10 symphonies, and this one happens to appear as the toccata, the last movement of the Fifth Symphony, the toccata in F by Vidor.